There are many possible communication barriers. Here are just a few examples broken into the categories of what we can see and what we can't. Visible barriers are the things that physically or visually block communication in some way. Earbuds or earphones in an office cover your ears and at least give the appearance that you don't want to hear incoming communication from people in the room. It can be challenging to communicate with teammates when your line of sight is obstructed, such as by monitor stands. Face masks, though important for protecting health, also cover our lips and make it hard to read facial expressions, something we should keep in mind when we wear them. And finally, those body language cues can be a barrier too, such as turning away, crossing our arms, shaking our head, rolling our eyes, or putting up a talk to the hand gesture. Invisible barriers can be harder to trace and find, and there are far more examples than the few we've listed here. One difference can be in personality types, such as an introvert and extrovert trying to communicate with each other, or one person who thinks more in details with another who thinks more in the big picture. Styles and preferences come into play too. For example, one person might say something in a shorter and to-the-point style, while another provides a lot of qualifying or questioning statements. With tunnel vision, a person might be so focused on the task in front of them, like their AWIP screen, that they don't really receive and understand the messages sent to them. Face threat is a common communication barrier when one person holds authority or power over another and creates an environment where the first person does not feel empowered to speak up. Health and fatigue factors can be invisible and important because a person who is tired or doesn't feel well can be distracted from sending or receiving messages. Knowledge gaps can create a barrier in many ways as well when one communicator assumes that the other has knowledge that they do not. And finally, both language and jargon can be barriers to a person understanding the words being communicated.